Well, the gig economy is often seen as a driver of job insecurity and worsening conditions for workers. But a report today from the advisory firm Ernst & Young takes a more positive view, predicting that the sector could add $22 billion to the economy and create 175,000 new jobs. Ernst & Young's chief economist, Joe Masters, spoke about the report to the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
There are certainly jobs that will be at risk. Our modelling highlights, though, that in particular sectors of the economy, things like accommodation and food services, transport, IT, telecommunications, there will be net job creation. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that those jobs are equal to the jobs that may be lost in the economy. We accept that many of these jobs will be part-time, that many of them may have lower wages or not as stringent standards as we currently see, but there will be opportunities in those sectors.
Do you see this as a cultural shift as much as an economic shift?
Absolutely. I think it's going to change the way that we work. And we've seen this sort of disruption through history. Change will actually never be as slow as we're seeing it now. I think there's a lot of change coming in the future. So it's going to be a very different way that we work. And that's going to require different support and different education and training platforms.
You see $22 billion in potential economic growth and 175,000 new jobs. What areas stand out to be the big winners?
IT and telecommunications, accommodation and food services, and transport. The other interesting thing is our modelling doesn't just look at the direct job creation or job destruction in those sectors, but it looks at job creation up and down the value chain. And one of the interesting case studies was where we looked at administration and support services, where we will see quite significant job losses, but we do expect, based on our modelling, to see jobs created elsewhere in the economy. So things like IT, even though you've got a reduction in administration and support services itself directly.
You single out IT and telecommunications, and some of these are conservative old world businesses, for example, Telstra. Will those old style companies be the winners, or will it be the new nimble ones?
Look, I think when we look at those industries that already exist, like telecommunications, what we're seeing in the future looks very different. So they may still have jobs in those sectors, but those jobs and the skills required for those jobs is going to look very, very different. So from both a personal worker perspective and also a business perspective, you need to think about that pace of change and prepare for it.
But the outlook isn't so good if you work in administration or support services, where you say the gig economy is going to create quite a negative hit.
Absolutely. Our modelling suggests that if you got a 10% reduction in demand for administration and support services, that this economy could lose about 40,000 jobs in that sector. So that is absolutely significant, and that is a sector that will be hit quite hard.
You say it's important to look past the negative impacts of the rising gig economy, but that's easy to say unless you're a worker being exploited or seeing conditions eroded that others have fought pretty hard for.
That is absolutely an issue. I think the reality, though, is the gig economy is not something that is coming. It is something that is here, and the change is going to continue. And the question is, how do we as an economy train and reskill our workforce and ensure there's adequate levels of protection?
That's Ernst & Young Chief Economist Joe Masters with the ABC's Peter Ryan.